think about it all the time. I'm just a man, I can't deny. I think about it all the time.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Right now, the House of Representatives is hours into a hearing on the GOP tax plan in a rare overnight session. So far, 537 amendments have been submitted from both Republicans and Democrats to this reconciliation package. A full House vote could happen later today. President Trump is moving forward with plans for a so-called Golden Dome missile defense system to protect the U.S. Though questions remain about the cost and the technology. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio reports from Washington.
The defense secretary says the system will take shape in phases, prioritizing defense where threats are greatest. President Trump claims the Golden Dome should be fully operational in 3 years. The Pentagon estimates the system would cost more than $175 billion, but the Congressional Budget Office says it could cost up to $542 billion.
He's best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Comedian George Wendt has passed away. He was 76. This is ABC News. The trial of Sean Diddy Combs continues today. Yesterday, jurors heard from Cassie Ventura's mother, who said her daughter was blackmailed by Combs after he learned she was dating another man.
Regina Ventura testified Combs demanded $20,000 to recoup money that he had spent on Cassie. I was scared for my daughter's safety, she told the jury, so she took out a home equity loan to secure the money and wired it according to instructions sent by Combs' bookkeeper. A few days later, she said the money was sent back. The defense did not cross-examine Cassie's mother, and she walked off the witness stand glaring at Combs.
ABC News chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Combs has pleaded not guilty to all charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering. New details into the investigation into last week's car bombing of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. Authorities now say suspect Guy Bartkus posted videos on social media of home bomb tests. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This Memorial Day, turn up the heat with The Home Depot. Find the perfect grill and patio set to keep the cookouts coming all season long. Grill up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, only $229. And complete your space with the stylish Glen Ridge Falls 7-Piece Dining Set, now on special buy for just $499 with free delivery. Take your Memorial Day cookout to the next level all summer long with The Home Depot. See homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers kicked off his annual pothole patrol tour in Wausau Tuesday and was asked about state budget negotiations with Republican legislative leaders. Evers said that next meeting will happen sometime in the near future. The last face-to-face meeting between the two parties took place in March. At the Capitol Tuesday, a committee hearing for a bill to provide a tax credit for companies filming movies and TV in Wisconsin. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to the cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions, and would create a state film office to implement the tax credits. And a familiar face hopes to take on Republican Brian Steil in next year's race for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Democrat Randy Bryce launched his 2026 campaign Tuesday morning. The veteran and former iron worker suffered a 12 percentage point loss to Steil in 2018. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Father's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for dads and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. Your bathroom need a makeover? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Back. I've tried all I baby, bye-bye.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a flame. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Zooming things that's better left alone. went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. That's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling in the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, I'm with Taylor Pelcher, who is a workforce specialist for Cornell University in the dairy processing world. What's going on in New York with regard to dairy processing?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's tons of expansions and new facilities being put in. It's a super exciting time right now. There's thousands of jobs that are, coming to New York State, both in the recent past as well as in the future. Tons of opportunities for New York residents. Anything from entry-level positions within these processing plants to more skilled positions will be available at all processing plants that are expanding and some of these new facilities. So Cayuga Milk Ingredients recently began an expansion, Burton Dairy as well. Great Lakes Cheese has a recent expansion out in Western New York. Chobani, as well as Fairlife, are making significant impacts to our dairy industry in New York State.
You really are a trailblazer because you're the first one in this position, kind of to bridge that gap between the industry and the labor force and bring them together.
That is correct. So it's been a lot of navigating with my colleagues to figure out the best way to approach this workforce issue within dairy processing. Our main goals to date have been general exposure. That's probably our biggest metric that we are focusing on right now. From there, we are trying to funnel the people that we contact with exploration. And then from there, we hope to, prepare them and just basic readiness for these types of position. And then, the end goal being placement. And we have had success with that as well. We're at about a 12% placement rate, and we are super excited about that.
That's fantastic. But there's even more exciting news about something upcoming.
Absolutely. So in June, the 24th to the 26th, we will be in Schenectady, New York. That's the capital region, partnering with three different dairy manufacturers. Those are Belgioso, which is a cheese manufacturer, Stewart's Shops, which is a longtime company that's known for their convenience stores all over the state, and our third partner is Midland Farms, and they are a fluid milk producer. With this program, we will be training the under and unemployed folks who hope to join us or just general job seekers as well. We have 30 seats open for participants, and this is just a really personalized experience to train them on any number of things. We talk about good manufacturing practices as well as food safety, and we even go into some softer skills such as resume building and interview preparation. So we really want the best for these folks who apply to join our program. This registration is open, and you can find that on our social media. That's Cornell Workforce Development for Food and Dairy Processors on both Facebook and Instagram. And you also can learn more on the Dairy Foods Extension website. That's part of the Cornell University website.
So this really is a great opportunity for somebody maybe coming out of high school or just other positions who wants to shift something in life. They can take a look at the dairy industry and see if it's for them or not.
Yes, it's a great opportunity for, you know, the high school audience. And we do try to partner with different high schools. We call it a micro boot camp where my colleagues and I will go into a high school for a day. And we just simply talk to these kids about the different opportunities that are available in dairy processing just to expose them. We are working on getting closer relationships with FFA, 4-H, New York Ag in the Classroom, and we've had a lot of success with that so far.
You've also got a great benefit for this boot camp program as well.
Yes, so the benefit, any participant who successfully completes our program, so that's 3 days in person, and there's also a hybrid component, which is an online course that takes about 10 hours. Participants will walk away with a Cornell University micro-credential that's also part of the Dairy Foods Extension program. This is a dairy science and sanitation course, and they will definitely stand out on their resume if they have that as a listed credential.
Remind us of those dates again for the boot camp.
The boot camp is June 24th to 26th in Schenectady, New York.
Fantastic. Taylor Pelcher, workforce specialist with Cornell University in the dairy processing world. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Join us tomorrow as we head to our nation's capital and visit with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation here on Dairy Radio Now.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Out of the blue, clear sky. Here she
something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker, She Won't Be Lonely for Long, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. 44 in downtown Durand with rain. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk up 17 to 1912, July up 8 to 1911, August and September not traded, August at 1906, September at 1908. Cheese markets were mixed yesterday. Barrels down two to 183.5. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 190. Two trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 234.25. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 122.5. Two trades. Dry whey down 1.5 to 52.5. Five trades on the day. Cattle markets and hogs are called mixed today. Traders were content to let the cattle market drift yesterday, uncertain over price direction for the rest of the week. Cash is a concern as packers seem to have purchased an amount of cattle ahead that may leave them in a position to offer less money to feedlots. However, packers may pay steady money for cattle and continue to purchase for deferred delivery this week to put them in a better position next week after Memorial Day. The market does continue to be supported by strong boxed beef prices.
prices. Meanwhile, hog markets followed a similar pattern with futures mixed yesterday. There was limited volatility in some of the deferred contracts. Again, also the trade wanting to see more fundamental support to punch through any of those resistance levels. June live cattle opens today at 213.17, August at 207.85, October 205.30. May feeder cattle open at 296, August 297.5, September 296.20. June hogs open at 100.02, July 103.55, and August at 103. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly higher as the rebound in the grains does continue. Warmer, drier, extended forecasts that could help to adversely affect crop conditions, helping to provide some support to the markets. Now, also that pause in reciprocal tariffs is still helping to provide some support to the grains. July corn up 3/4 this morning to 455 1/4. September and new crop up 2.5. September at 437 3/4 and new crop at 451. July beans up 7 1/4 to 1060 1/4. August up 7 to 1057 1/4. September up 6.5 to 1040 1/2. New crop up 7 3/4 to 1048 3/4. July soybean meal up $1 to 293.60. July soybean oil up 46 cents to 49.96. Chicago wheat, July and September both up 3. July at 549, September 562 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 3.5 to 601 1/4. And September up 3 3/4 to 614. Energy markets are higher this morning. July crude oil up 50 cents to 62.53, August up 47 cents to 61.91. Meanwhile, June gas up 2 cents to 2.16, July up 1 to 2.11. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 402, June 405, July 408, new crop 389, cash beans 968, June 973, July 978, new crop 951. Big River Resources, Boyceville, a cash corn 422.5, June and July 416.5, new crop 398.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 425, June 426, August 420, new crop 399. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 399, new crop 398. Cash beans 978, new crop 966. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 410, new crop 398. Cash beans 968, new crop 956. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 425, June 426, July 427, new crop 409, cash beans 1015, June 1019, July at 1020, and new crop at 983. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 398, June at 402, new crop 392, cash beans 976, June 978, new crop 969. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 212 to 229, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 207, market cows 108 to 154, bulls 153 to 194, calves 650 to
$14.55. Beef steers $200 to $445. Holstein steers $200 to $550. Sheep markets, light lambs $267 and down. Market lambs $230 and down. Ewes $135 and down. Rams $90 and down. Goat markets, does $240 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers $218 to $230. Finished beef heifers $218 to $227. Finished dairy steers $190 to $203. Market cows $114 to $134. Market bulls $162 to $193. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch razor, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, a tear fall down. Guts up dead, chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. Maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can.
rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parking a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Whitetail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parking a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Going down a backwoods Tennessee byway.
Here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed, threw the mess and put a smile on my face. I got a then I changed it. I'm getting a little
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Summer grilling season is upon us, and it's no coincidence May is National Beef Month. Wagyu, one of the most prestigious breeds of cattle, hails from Japan, but there are a select numbers of producers here in the U.S. Mike Davis talks with one of them in this report.
Jacqueline Smith is actually a Jacqueline of all trades. She and her husband move in the construction space in North Carolina, but in 2020, they diversified.
Our kids came home from school, and we were home from work for a bit, and it just gave us a chance to slow down and play outside a little bit. And so we just fell headfirst in love with agriculture. And so we started a little bit of a garden. I had some chickens and some pigs, and eventually our first cow that was pregnant and gave birth to twins.
From there, the Smiths looked for a unique product, and they landed on Wagyu cows.
We felt like it was a very niche market. It was a really cool, fun beef angle, just this high-end product, a very neat palate experience for the consumer, different than what, you know, most people are used to, and just, you know, a fun spin on that, while also my husband loves the genetic side. And so being able to work with the genetics of the, you know, parentage of the cattle allow us to really hone in on what is creating that best beef experience for the American palate.
Wagyu is a Japanese breed that was introduced to the U.S. in the 1970s. But even today, the high-end beef product is raised by very few American producers.
The consistency of beef with the marbling is just very unique to the breed. And so it just hyper marbles. It's a very fine marbling, which makes the customer experience or consumer experience when tasting it just very unique and special. It also has some health benefits. So it's lower in cholesterol than most of the beef product on the market. And it also is higher in the omega-3s, almost better than some fish.
Jacqueline says they may be the largest Wagyu producers on the East Coast, with more than 1,000 head. I'm Mike Davis.
Thanks, Mike. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
The rain will continue today in our ag weather forecast. The showers, though, will eventually head off to the east by late afternoon through tonight. Winds will slowly shift throughout the day, but primarily remain northeasterly. Things begin to dry out and warm up for the rest of the weekend into the weekend. Mostly cloudy with rain throughout the day today. Highs 52 to 57. Relative humidities at 65 to 70%. Northeast winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. Another 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation expected. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of rain. Lows 38 to 43. Relative humidities at 87 to 92%. Another trace to 5/100 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll have north winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, high 60 to 65. North winds at 5 to 10, 11 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, high 60 to 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, highs 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 65 to 70. And for Monday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs once again 65 to 70.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Chickens are supposed to lay eggs, not eat them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to stop chickens from devouring their own eggs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Post-herbicide application stress might be costing you extra bushels that can make or break your season. Mitigate that yield loss with SipCam Agro's Stylo PSR. Whether you're applying post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, or nutritional sprays, Stylo Plant Support and Recovery helps get your corn and soybean crops back on track. Realize up to a 6x ROI on your investment and check out our no-risk guarantee program details at sipcam-agro-usa.com. Get no-risk results with Stylo PSR.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Eggs usually starts the behavior when an egg breaks in the nest. She tastes it and says, hey, this is a good meal. She starts pecking at other eggs. It becomes a habit, and other hens learn how to do it by watching. Finding the culprits is easy. They have egg on their faces. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says the best thing to do is collect the eggs as soon as you can and keep their beaks and toenails trimmed. He doesn't recommend putting artificial eggs in the nest because it could make the hens broody. Filling eggs with something nasty like mustard doesn't matter to them because they don't have the same taste receptors that we do, and they'll get used to it. Frame says another trick is distraction.
One thing that might get their mind off of it a little bit is leafy hay that's hung from the ceiling to allow them to pick at it a little bit. I think it gives them something to do, and it also gives them some vitamins and things that if for some reason they're lacking a little bit in their nutritional intake, that kind of helps.
Always have 2 to 3 inches of bedding such as pine shavings in the nest and make nests that are slanted.
So that the egg rolls away to the back of the nest, and then you can gather them from the back side and the hens don't get a chance to get to it anyway. It's a bad disease. It's a psychological disease, but it's something that can be fixed. And if after everything you've tried it doesn't work, you may just consider getting rid of those few hens and getting some new chicks in and starting new where they haven't learned that behavior.
If you've tried a lot of things to discourage egg eating and it won't stop, you might just have to start over again with a new flock. Learn more on how to stop chickens from eating eggs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297.